Virginia and localities are trying to get a handle on how widespread or not broadband access is in the state. A new survey website from the Center for Integrative Technology and Virginia Tech will track where the internet holes are. Tracy Blito, Economic Development Director for Bedford County, says it's the information needed to expand information technology.
And then we can find out on the Bedford County zip codes, you know, what our story is. Where are the gaps? I mean, we think we know, but this might help. The more people that fill out that survey will help.
In Virginia's mountainous rural areas like Bedford County, internet access is not just about binge-watching Netflix.
The schools have told us that more and more, I mean, it's state regulation type of stuff that kids are going to have to do their homework from you having an internet source. And right now, many of them go to the library or they pull into a restaurant that has free Wi-Fi or whatever, and it's just not acceptable.
Pinpointing areas in the state that lack access to broadband internet service also means developing some job opportunities.
We had a situation in Lynchburg where there was a layoff, and some of our people that live in our county worked at that place. And if we would have had internet in the areas that some of those employees lived, they would have been able to continue working for that company, even though the facility shut down in Lynchburg. That is one example. Another is people work from home these days. They telecommute. They need that flexibility. You know, it's more expensive to build a building, so some people just have their business at their house.
The website is ruonline.virginia.gov. That is the letter R, the letter U, the word online.virginia.gov. I'm Tab O'Neill.